The last thing I want to ask you about is adjuvant therapy for women with HER2-positive tumors. We've seen tremendously exciting results coming out of the trastuzumab studies. Right now, in a non-protocol situation, how do you make the decision about whether or not to use trastuzumab?
This is a big question. We've had a lot of controversial panels about this, but pretty much everybody with a 1 centimeter or greater tumor, I use trastuzumab. And there's one patient that I haven't used trastuzumab in since that data came out from our cooperative group trials and the HERA trial in Europe. And that's a patient who has congestive heart failure. She can't tolerate the chemo all that well, actually, but unfortunate situation. But otherwise, we really give trastuzumab to everybody. And presumably, I have in my clinic women who had HER2-positive disease who received chemotherapy and are long-term survivors, no Herceptin. But I think that because the impact is so enormous, following the heart carefully along with it, that there isn't a downside to giving trastuzumab to these women, given the tremendous impact. I think where the controversy really enters now, and it's very controversial, is two groups of women, and they're kind of similar. One is ERPR negative, less than 1 centimeter tumors. So these are small tumors, HER2 positive, but you can't give them hormone therapy. The other is that group of patients who could have gone on the BCIRG and HERA trials, but not on the U.S. cooperative group trials, the NSABP and the breast intergroup trial. Those are women who had greater than 1 centimeter, less than 2 centimeter ER-positive disease, so kind of an intermediate risk group. And my feeling is that for those patients who have a lower risk but HER2-positive disease, one, we don't have the answer right now, and you have to use your best judgment. But what we felt is that these women could have a higher risk of recurrence, and that if we can administer a therapy that will markedly reduce their risks, then it may still be beneficial. So, for example, it's a game of math. If you have a lower risk, but the impact of treatment is large, you're still getting a pretty good benefit. And a lot of those women we see are quite young, where the impact of relapse in 2 to 3 years, which is when women are mostly relapsing from HER2-positive disease, is huge. It's not the 85-year-old women we're talking about. So we were talking about this recently, and generally what we've done is to use 4 cycles of AC followed by a year of trastuzumab, very similar to the HERA trial. Some of my colleagues have used the regimen TC, or docetaxel and cyclophosphamide, that Steve Jones presented compared to AC, and it showed some improved impact, and 50% of those patients had node-negative disease, so...
You mentioned your patient with heart failure. I don't think anybody would be brave enough to give trastuzumab to a patient like that. But what
one
about
would hope not.